I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's the ultimate business trip. Flying in Emirates First Class with your own fully enclosed private suite. You can order from an extensive international menu along with premium drinks. There's even a bar and an exclusive shower spa on the Emirates A380. Along with chauffeur-driven airport transfers and the Emirates Lounge, it's a better way to do business. Book now on Emirates.com.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Tuesday, 24th of September. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got the 28 minutes needed for today's podcast, it's a long one, but there's good stuff in it. And we start by talking about the Biden ban on Chinese tech. I mentioned this yesterday, but it's a much bigger story than I realised, and I'm now getting my head around it because we've got some more details. Gina Raimondo, the US Secretary of Commerce, highlighting that the US government feel there are dangers in Chinese technology, GPS, microphones, cameras, car tracking, even remote locking. And unlocking. So, from 2027, a ban on any Chinese software, from 2030, Chinese hardware, and that's it. I know there's not a lot of it in some of the US-made vehicles, but when you scratch the surface, I bet there's a bunch of code that might have gone through the Chinese department of a global automaker. The odd microcontroller or a chip on some hardware, and all of that is going to be banned. It's very clear. Obviously, they are protecting their domestic industry. They say this is not anything to do with the 100% tariffs recently increased on any EV made in China. That includes the Polestars and Volvos, not just the Nios and BYDs of the world, but also... This isn't to do with that. It's a national security issue. But I think, you know, some of the car makers are playing it down, saying, oh, minimal Chinese stuff in our cars. I mean, scratch the surface. You might be surprised about how much stuff kind of goes through China. A bit like the headache that was caused when they had to take all of that stuff out of the supply chain for batteries, which is a work in progress. GM has been sharing some of their monthly data with EV outlets like Inside EVs and CNBC as well. And they say they're just 2,000 units behind the likes of Ford in August, and they're saying our Ultium vehicles, everything from the Equinox and the Blazer all the way up to the Escalades of the world and the Optics, are starting to really capture people's attention and sell in better numbers. And they said that with that comes a better profitability by the end of Q4. GM will discontinue, by the way, the Malibu, which is where they're going to make the new Bolt. So this was actually a story about layoffs that I found, but if you dig into this story, and yes, the Fairfax assembly plant will be laying off workers, but they'll be re-employed from mid-2025, and that obviously gives us a clue as to when production will start of the new Bolt, but with the Ultium stuff inside, so better charging, hopefully, better charging and longer range. Iveco, the Italian truck manufacturer, and Hyundai are releasing their chassis cab called the eMOOVY, E-M-O-O-V-Y, which is just like a friendly name of their commercial vehicle. Hyundai bringing the platform, their Staria platform, so 800 volt, really fast charging, vehicle to load, so you can power stuff on the worksite. And Iveco will do the various commercial applications and what they get built on that chassis. Hyundai committing to electric vehicles in Europe. They've got their major facility in Czech Republic, and they're saying that they will continue to invest in that facility to make things like the new Insta slash Casper, which is what it's known as at home. Kia, on the other hand, have their Slovakian facility, again, which will have investment to make the larger EV9 in Europe, the new EV6 and the little EV3. The Sydney ferries that fly around Sydney Harbour are all going to go electric. The first one's the all-electric ferry for the Parramatta River in 2026. They're all being made in Tasmania, actually. That company there in Tasmania are currently building the world's biggest, largest, fully electric ferry, 130 metres. That's intended for South America when it's finished. By the way, if you'd like to go see the new Insta, the Hyundai Insta, the small, more affordable car, they're going to be showing that off. The fully charged team putting their Everything Electric South event together. It's going to be an amazing event as always, and Hyundai are going to be there in force with the new Insta. Orders start soon. Deliveries are in January, October 11th to the 13th for Everything Electric South. Tickets just £16.50. Under 16s go free. That's brilliant. And Rivian are starting to distribute $10 million as part of a philanthropic effort for environmental causes. And that's briefly.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.